Welcome to Maseches Sota, Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. We saw in the first Mishnah in this parak that if somebody marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry, the halacha is that, and then there's this situation where he warns her and she goes into a secluded area, the halacha is she does not drink the Sota water. This Mishnah discusses a little bit of a unique case. Says the Mishnah, Meuberes Chavere, a woman that was pregnant from a previous husband and then he died, Umeinekes Chavere, or a woman that's nursing and her previous husband died, and now she marries somebody else. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, let's say the husband warns her, he suspects her of infidelity, and she goes into a secluded area, she does not drink the Sota water, because you're not allowed to really marry a menekes. You cannot marry a woman that's nursing, and you cannot marry a woman that's pregnant. Also, says Rabbi Meir, because it was a marriage that shouldn't have happened, if they get divorced, she doesn't get her ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a person is not allowed to marry a pregnant woman or a nursing woman particularly, because she may get pregnant and then she won't have milk and the baby will die. Muberes, if the woman is pregnant. Also, the Gemara says that that's not good either for the pregnant woman to marry somebody else. So therefore, they're really not allowed to get married. But Chum say no. Yachalu lafish, you don't have to divorce her. You can separate from her. And then after she finishes nursing the child, she weans the baby, or she has the child, you can marry her again. Therefore, this is called a person who's ru'uya l'ishus. They're allowed to really stay married. And therefore, she would actually drink the Sota water. Says the Mishnah Islandess, a woman who is infertile, impotent, she can't have children, who is a Cana, or a woman that's already post-menopause, she can no longer become pregnant, she ain't related, or a woman who's childbearing age, but she drinks some kind of potion that the Gemara speaks about, which makes a person not be able to have children. All these women, they do not drink, they also do not get their ksuba. Rabbi Lezer says that, no, these women, you could be married, and therefore, they would be able to drink. Why? Because the husband could have another wife, and have children from that wife. So therefore, he's allowed to stay married to this woman who can't have a child. Sharkal Anashim and all other women, either they drink, or if let's say they say they don't want to drink, then they don't get their kasuba. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Dal, Mishnah 4. Eshes Kayin, the wife of a Kayin, Shaisa, she could drink a muteres lebala, and if let's say we find out that she was not guilty, she can go back to her husband. I mean, I would think perhaps we find by a Kayin that we're more strict in many areas of marriage. You can't marry a divorcee and others. So I would think that perhaps if she's suspected of infidelity, even if she doesn't get punished, and it seems like she's innocent, maybe we wouldn't let her go back to her husband. Halacha is she could. Says the Mishnah, Eishes Saris Shaisa, the wife of a man who's impotent, who can't have children, she does drink. Al Yidei Kol Ha'arayas Mekanin. Says the Mishnah, the husband could warn his wife if he suspects her of infidelity with anyone whatsoever. That means to say, even a woman that she's usually allowed to be secluded with, her father, her son, people like that, still the halacha is that if he suspects her of infidelity with these people, he could warn her, and then there would be the Sota process. Chutz min hakatan, except for a child who's 9 and under, he's not considered appropriate age yet for intimacy. Omisha eino ish, or if let's say a man warns his wife not to be secluded with an animal because he thinks that she's doing inappropriate things with the animal, in those cases, a woman does not drink the Sota water. Wishing you a stunning, magnificent, wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your week.